Shalom Aleichem of BFF Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Erchin Yud Zayin, Erchin 17a, pagination is 33. We'll start on the facing page, the first of the wide lines at the bottom of the page. The Gemara asks, Heichan Tachlis Yesurin. What is considered, Ad Heichan Tachlis Yesurin, what is considered the extent of an affliction that's considered beneficial to a person, that it provides atonement, etc.? What is the definition of an affliction in this world? And the Gemara is going to endeavor to identify the absolute minimum inconvenience that qualifies as an affliction, because we recognize that we are human and we're not gods, and we're not entitled to have everything go our way. But if it is defined not just as life, but actually as an affliction, then it's to our advantage, that it counts to our credit that we've experienced some degree of inconvenience, and it's an atonement, and our real reward is in the world to come. So how far do we go with this? A person who had a garment tailored for him, and it doesn't fit. It doesn't work. So he anticipated this joy, this benefit, and it didn't work out. That's Yesurim. That's defined as it should be a kapara. It should be an atonement. We have such a concept, by the way, in a person in the unusual circumstance that has to fast on Shabbos because he's had such a negative dream that he needs to do a fast. And we're told that if he were to fast on Shabbos, he's going to need an atonement for fasting on Shabbos. You can't just fast on Shabbos. But if it's that serious, and he does, as far as the dream, it's tremendous. Because everybody else is enjoying food, you anticipated to enjoy food, and then you deprived yourself of it, that's a height in inconvenience, in an atonement. And this is a similar concept. The person anticipated the benefit, and it didn't work out. Maskif la rava ze'ira v'itema Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. The question is posed, really? It has to be that severe to be called Yesurim? A person needed warm water, and he ended up with cold water. He's trying to mix his drink. Or the opposite. That's considered an inconvenience. That's considered Yesurim. And you required the anticipation of a new garment, is ready to say a bracha shachianu, and it doesn't fit. You don't have to go that far. Another approach is, even if he puts his clothing on inside out and he has to take it off and switch it, that's considered a significant inconvenience. Rava v'itema Rav Chista v'itema Rav Yitzchak v'amri la b'masnisa tana, another approach. Afilu hoshit yado likis litol shalosh v'alu b'yado shtayim. A person reached his hand into his pocket, into his wallet, a purse, to get 3 coins, and he ended up with 2. He took out the wrong change, and he's got to go back in to try to get the right change. That's considered an inconvenience, and that's indeed what's quoted. That's considered a kapara. But the Gemara says, Dafka shalosh v'alu b'yado shtayim. If he went in for 3 and he only got 2, so that he has to go in again with his hand. Avo shtayim v'alu b'yado shalosh. But if he wanted to and he got 3, lo, that's not considered a kapara. That's not considered a significant inconvenience to be called yesurim, afflictions. Deleka tircha l'mish dihu. Because there's not such a big problem to drop one of them which means that the Gemara has identified with surgical precision exactly what is and what isn't. If you wanted three and you only got two and you have to go back in to get the third, that's an inconvenience of Yisurim. But if you took three and you just have to drop one, that's life. Don't be so haughty to think that you're entitled to everything going perfect for you with no life inconveniences. To drop one of the coins, that's not considered Yisurim, that's not a kapara type of event. V'chol kach lama, why is this so important? D'tanya d'vei Rabbi Yishmael, because we have a tradition, kol sha'avro lav arba'im yom b'lo Yisurim, if a person goes 40 days without any afflictions, everything goes his way. Ki b'lo lamo, it must be that Hashem is rewarding him in this world for his activities, his goodness, and he's eating up his world to come by being paid in this world. And of course, commodities as they are, the currency of this world versus the currency of next world, a person would rather be rewarded in the next world. B'ma'arava Amri, in the West they say, that's Eretz Yisrael, poranos mizdameneslo. A person can expect punishment if this is happening. Not just that he's losing his reward. You can expect that Hashem is positioning him for a problem. I don't know if it means as extreme as Haman, where we say, lifnei shever gaon, before the destruction, a person is raised up, and then, boy, does it hurt when the person is dropped. I don't know if it's that extreme, but it's a problem. It's a significant problem. The Gemara continues on today's daf, observing that even the greatest people require special benevolence from Hashem and perhaps some degree of life inconvenience called Yesurim, if it reaches a certain level, because no one is righteous enough to truly justify the goodness that Hashem does for us and what's expected of us. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Agadol Omer, Il Maliba, HaKadosh Baruch Hem, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov Bedin. If Hashem would come, even with Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who were truly righteous, they could stand their own. But if Hashem would come to them in true judgment, Bedin, En Yecholim Lamad Mepnei, Tochacha, they would not be able to stand up in front of the rebuke. Even more is expected of you, even greater is expected of you. And this is not meant to make us depressed. On the contrary, Hashem knows this. He knows the challenge that he placed in front of us. And he does deal with us with benevolence. So why are we being informed? I believe we're being informed so that we should appreciate. We should understand that Hashem appreciates what we do, and he deals with us with benevolence. If it were to be bidin, with judgment, even Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov wouldn't be able to stand. We'll stop there. Yeshe koach for joining.